the sun is rising again. The storm is still here, but relax, I've got this. Live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G, I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, March the 24th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, with more information, we're learning about new symptoms of COVID-19. Losing your sense of smell is a new indication you might have been infected. The loss of taste, also a concern. Number two, Democrats think now is the time to strong-arm through massive government programs. Funding for abortion, more money for solar and wind farms, a bailout of the Postal Service, $10,000 in free money for every college kid. And number one, the Wuhan virus continues to wreak havoc on the nation, but what do the numbers really mean? One state after another shutting down schools, shutting down businesses. Is the cure worse than the disease? What is the infection rate? What is the fatality rate? What is the truth? And is the government using this to quarantine the Constitution? Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. Maybe it's time to refresh your memory of V is for Vendetta. Using illness to take over and put in a totalitarian government. You think it can't happen here? Don't kid yourself. It can happen anywhere when you get the crowd whipped into a panic, into a frenzy. We're not all going to die. We are going to get through this, you and I, and we're going to do it in a calm, collected, and sensible way. We're going to get through all of this together. But the Democrats are using this as a way to leverage their entire wish list of communist and socialist ideas. They have turned down a $2 trillion stimulus package 2 days in a row. Why? Well, let me tell you why. Here are some of the things that they want on the list that they are demanding. Corporate pay statistics by race and race statistics for all corporate boards at any company receiving assistance from the government during this pandemic. They want to bail out all current debt of the Postal Service. They want to require early voting because clearly that's important in a pandemic. Required same-day voter registration in all states. A $10,000 bailout for every single college kid that has student loans. Companies accepting assistance, one-third of the board members must be chosen by workers. Who wrote this? Karl Marx? These are the demands of the Democrats. Provisions on official time for union collective bargaining purposes. Full offset of airline emissions by 2025. Greenhouse gas statistics for individual flights. Retirement plans for community newspaper employees. Because nothing says we've got a pandemic like, hey, can we take care of their retirement plan? A $15 minimum wage at companies receiving assistance. Permanent paid leave at companies receiving assistance. And for Chuck Schumer, well, he wants even more. Chuck Schumer wants you to get paid for 6 months. No matter how you lost your job, it doesn't matter. Let's go to bite number six with Chuck Schumer. Here's another demand from Chuck Schumer of New York. Go.
We have five major points. There are many more, but let me give you the five. First, we beef up unemployment insurance in a huge way that's never been done before. We call it unemployment on steroids or employment insurance. You lose your job because of this crisis or any other reason, the federal government will pay you your full salary for 4 to 6 months. We're trying to get six for the whole time. And that way you will have money every month. You will have money at the same level you were making before. And you will be able to at least pay your bills. And then if the crisis is over, you'll go back to your old job because you'll have your bills. The company will just furlough you and that'll work.
And that'll work. The company will just furlough you. You'll get your full salary for 6 months. We'll make sure you get paid. No matter why you lose your job. Lose your job for any reason, the government will pay it for at least 6 months. Where does that become a good idea? How is that a good idea? That's insane. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders thinks that we should pay every single American $2,000 a month. Everyone. My family of four should get $8,000 a month in a government check for as long as it lasts. It's insane. Don't lose your heads because we're having a health crisis across the country. Don't lose your minds. Don't put the Constitution on hold either. The idea that the Constitution could be put on hold is also very concerning. But for the Democrats, to hold up this wish list of demands and say, we're not going to vote on anything. We're not going to support a stimulus package to help the American worker, to help the small business owner, to help the country get through this as the economy is crashing worldwide. The Democrats are more worried about tax relief for those that put in windmills and solar panels. They want tax credits for windmills and solar panels in addition to all of this garbage. It's reprehensible. Bite number three, John Barrasso of Wyoming, the senator there, summed it up quite nicely from the Senate floor. Here's Senator Barrasso of Wyoming.
Every member of this Senate needs to stand up and be counted. And for the senator from West Virginia to say, I wouldn't be for this, I don't know where that's coming from. Well, just read the papers that are coming out of the Democrat House. Just read the papers of the demands by the Democrats to muck up a bill that is designed as a rescue operation for the American people. That's where the problem is, Mr. President. We need to vote today again and again and again until we provide the relief, the rescue that the American people need. That's why we have a dozen Republicans on this side ready to speak, standing at podiums, ready to speak. And you don't right now have even a single Democrat on the floor to defend their position because it is indefensible. That's where we are. We had Nancy Pelosi flying back from California because she sent the House home a week ago. They're not here to defeat the work that we've done in a bipartisan way and to say, oh, you've done nice work. Now look at our list of laundry list of things that we are demanding. Tax credits for solar panels, wind turbines, a bailout of the Postal Service. I mean, you can go through this list. Portions of the Green New Deal.
It is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. We have a pandemic. We have the president of the United States working with the governors. We have the governors working with the president for the most part. Though I was quite embarrassed by the performance of the Michigan governor yesterday, taking cheap shots at the president, saying, well, we couldn't get what we needed from the strategic stockpile, so we had to go find 4 million masks on our own. You mean you had to go do your job, Governor? Congratulations. By the way, I've learned to predict what happens in Michigan. Pretty easy. 24 hours from now, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen in Michigan. All I have to do is look at what Ohio does today. I had Democrat friends of mine calling me yesterday saying, why don't we just get rid of the governor of Michigan, split the price of Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, and we all win. Democrats telling me that after listening to Governor Whitmer in Michigan take cheap shots at the president, taking no account for herself, but looking in the future to take all the credit for any success. Not where we should be right now. We're going to continue with this conversation after the break here. And then later in the program, we're going to dig deeper. We've got Matt Schlapp with us. We've got Grover Norquist with us. We've got interviews you need to hear to get a good perspective on what's going on, not only with the economy, but with this illness. And we're going to break it all down. We're going to dig deep into the numbers. So you don't have to panic. You have to be concerned. You have to be serious. But panic? Absolutely not. This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, don't make me turn this car around, or because I said so, or don't make me come back there. I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. Don't make me come back there. Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.